Amen. Just remain standing with me. I'm going to preach for just a few minutes. Amen. If I didn't have something burning on my spirit, we'd just roll on. But I've already been corrected this week by new people saying it don't matter if we preach or we shout 2 hours, we still want you to preach. So, anyway, and I do want to be respectful of people's time, and more importantly, I want to obey the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. It's so good to have Melanie up here praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. My friend Oscar and Juan, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for being here. Amen. See everybody in the house of the Lord. Reminder, this is spring break week, so we're having service tomorrow night. It'll be just like it's Wednesday night. Same time, same place, just act like it's Wednesday. Come to church, and then spring break, go represent God, whatever you do. Amen. Represent Jesus. Be kind to people. Amen. If you can't afford to pay a tip, you can't afford to go out and eat. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We want to represent Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Anybody got a little bit of hunger for a little bit of the word of the Lord? Amen. Praise God. It's good to see our old neighbor, Mr. Eccles. God bless him. Thank you for being here. It's always good to have one Baptist in the house, so if he starts praising God more than y'all, you're in trouble. Amen. Praise God. He thinks he's Baptist right now. He's Bapticostal, but we're working on him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Who knows, one of these Sunday nights, he may come up here and say, you should have been there when I prayed. I don't know. Who knows? Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing like getting the Holy Ghost. I wish everybody in the world had the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I could solve the crime problem. I could resolve the racism problem. I could resolve the hatred problem, the murder problem. If they just let me run the country, praise God, we wouldn't have press meetings. We'd have preaching. Amen. I'd preach the gospel to them. Judges, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's up there. Now it's up there. And Israel was greatly impoverished, amen, because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which saith unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Everybody say, he was hiding from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Everybody say, as one man. Hallelujah. I want to preach. I need God to change the way you see your problems, first of all. I need God to change the way you see how He is. And I want to preach for just a little while. It's time to quit hiding and start fighting. It's time to quit hiding and start fighting. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Let your power come down on your people today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice like a trumpet. God, speak to my heart. Speak to my spirit. Speak to me, Lord. Let me see like I need to see. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Change me, God. Change the way I'm seeing this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now in a way of worship, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, amen. You can be seated for just a moment. I'm going to preach just this little title God gave me on the way to, I believe, to the Spanish service today at 3 o'clock. God just spoke this to me. It's time to quit hiding, amen, and it's time to start fighting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Judges, the 6th chapter in the 1st verse, the Bible said, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Amen. This, I want you to understand that this Midian had control of Israel because God allowed them to have control of Israel. Amen. First of all, you got to know that God is in control. And if you're in a fiery furnace, God allowed you to end up in that furnace. And if you're in bondage, God allowed you to end up in bondage. Amen. But I would like to say, if God allows something to happen, He can just as easily unallow something to happen. Hey, well, I don't know if I need to shout or preach a little while. Amen. If God allows a trial to come, He can allow that trial to leave just like it came. God allows sickness to come, He can allow it to go just like it came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said Israel was hiding in the dens of the mountains, and they were hiding in the caves and hiding in the strongholds. They were actually living their life in fear. Amen. What a terrible way to live your life is to live it in fear. God did not give you a spirit of fear. Amen. If you're living in fear, you need to give it back to the one that gave it to you. That didn't come from God. That came from the devil. Before you go to bed tonight, you say, hey, devil, you can take your fear back. Take it back where it came from. You lying devil. Amen. God gave me love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So the Israelites, they would sneak around and, amen, because they were in bondage, they would sneak around and plant crops. And the Midianites, when they realized that there was a crop, they would come and they would steal the crop from the Israelites. Amen, can you imagine working so hard to plant a garden and when it gets just right, some thief comes and takes it away. Amen, you're talking about demoralized. You're talking about scared. Amen, their whole life was upside down. Amen, and the Bible said they got to a point that they got sick and tired of living how they were, and they began to cry out to the Lord. Amen, you got to get sick and tired of the enemy taking things from you. Amen, and get on your face and start crying out to God. Say, hey, I'm ready to take back what the enemy stole. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise him right now. Hey, if you're all right with the enemy stealing from you, just let him steal. Well, it may get quiet, who knows. If you're all right with the enemy taking your family from you, your finances and your health and everything else, just let him do it. But eventually you got to get sick and tired of it and say, hey, God, something's got to change. Come on, does anybody want something to change? Come on, does anybody really want something to change in your life? Well, you can't sit like a knot on a log when you want something to change. You got to get up and say, God, something's got to change. Hallelujah. A lot of times, people want God to just do some kind of whoop-de-doo and it all change. But let me tell you how it normally happens. God sends a prophet. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, you can be seated. This is how it normally happens. You don't have to be seated. I was just playing. It was just a joke. Amen, because nobody was standing. Nobody was. A lot of times, this is how it happens. When you really want something, God will send you a word. God will send you a prophet that'll give you a word. This is why you ended up like you ended up, and this is how you're going to get out. Hallelujah. Amen. They got to the point they were sick and tired of it. God sent them a prophet. You know what the prophet said? I've already delivered you out of Egypt. You think I'm new at this? You think this is my first time to encounter somebody that was in bondage, that needed a miracle? God said, I've already done it before. And if he done it before, I said, if he done it before, he'll do it again. I said, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. You just need a word from God that says, yay, I'll do it again. Somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We're not serving a God who forgot how to do miracles. He didn't forget how to heal blinded eyes and unstopped deaf ears. He ain't forgot how. He's waiting for somebody to cry out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's saying, don't be scared. It's what the prophet's saying. Don't be scared. Come on. I feel it. I feel the voice of the prophet in this house. We're not going to live in fear. We're going over. We're not going under. We're above. We're not beneath. We're the head. We're not the tail. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord appears unto a man named Gideon after the people cried out, amen, God's going to send a deliverer. And this Gideon was threshing wheat behind the wine press so he could hide. Oh, come on. Come on, the wheat, which was harvested in the middle of the summer. They call it winter wheat. You ever heard that? It comes into harvest in the middle of the summer. And the wine press is not needed till the fall. So the man that God is going to use to deliver, he's standing behind the wine press thinking, surely they won't look for me right here. And he's operating in fear. And he's just trying to sift out enough wheat for his family to eat. And he's hiding. Let me tell you, you'll never thrive hiding. You'll never be victorious if you want to stay in a hiding position. Amen. And the angel of the Lord begins to speak to him. And he says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And he says, hello, Mr. Angel. Amen. Do you see what I'm doing here? I'm hiding. Amen. I'm just hiding to get a little bit of wheat for me and my family. And you're calling me a mighty man of valor. But let me tell you what the Lord can do. He can see you with him. Amen. When your flesh can only see you all by yourself, God sees you with him. And when you are with him, you go from a scaredy cat to a mighty man of valor. And the Lord looked upon him. And the Lord said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. He said, have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. It changes everything. I don't care who you are. If you're the least of the least of the least, if you get God on your side, it changes everything. And the Lord said, surely I'm going to be with thee. And because he is with him, he said, thou shalt smite the Midianites. He said, as one man. God said, when I connect up with you, these thousands of Midianites that's making you hide in caves and hide behind the wine press, amen, you're going to destroy them like it was just one man standing before you. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what I come to preach to the church. It's time for you to look at your problem the same way God looks at your problem. Come on, church. When you start looking at your sickness the way God looks at your sickness, you're going to quit hiding behind the wine press. This is what keeps people from ever becoming what God wants them to be. They're in hiding. What are you scared of? Scared of my past. Scared of who I've been. I'm scared of the mistakes I made. And I don't want to stir the enemy up. I'm just going to, you know, sit back here and get a little bitty blessing for maybe me and my family. When God's saying, hey, it's time to come out from that, from hiding. This ain't no great revelation, but you gotta get it. All of Israel is scared to death and they're in hiding, and God says, when I get with you, you're going to take them out. And it's going to be just like a little one man. You think you could be a little braver for Jesus? If you realize, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ, which, come on, this ain't me. This is the God in me. Come on, you want to win a battle, you got to come out of hiding, and you got to, come on. I was praying in my office before church. This is what come to my mind. The devil has came and he has stole so many people's stuff. Stole children. Stole finances. Stole parents. Stole futures. Stole health. And here we are. If we can just make it to the end, we're going to be, come on, I don't want to stir nothing up. Every time I pray, I stir the devil up. Who cares? Hey, man, the Bible said there's going to come a day. There's coming a day where you're going to stand over the pit. And they're going to look down at Lucifer, at the little weeny peanut of a spirit devil he is. And they're going to say, is this the one? Is this the one that scared everybody to death? Hey, it's time to come out of hiding. It's time to come out of hiding. It's time to get victory. Come on. Why don't you join up with somebody right now? I want God. I see mighty people of valor. I see people that the devil is scared to death of, and you don't even realize it. You got the Holy Ghost. You terrify Satan. You got the Holy Ghost. You got Jesus in you. Somebody needs to climb out of that hole. Somebody needs to climb up out of that fear. Climb up out of that depression. Say, I'm about to win this battle. I'm not operating in fear anymore. I'm operating in authority. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you need to pray until you get the Holy Ghost.
But if you got it, you need to come out from behind that wine press. You need to come out from behind that fear.
Come on, somebody's going to receive it right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, we take authority and dominion over every doubt, over every unbelief. In the name of Jesus, set our young people free. Set our young couples free, God. Oh, our seasoned saints, God. Give them faith. Oh, come on. Come on, pray until the Holy Ghost begins to pray through you. Pray until that power. Pray until that faith arises. Till that spirit arises. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more.